Hello.
Hello.
Hi. We are conducting a survey to help better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone else who answers the survey. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
And thank you for taking my call. What year is your birth?
59.
And what is the highest level of schooling that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
Wait.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Registered.
When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as a poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
In my neighborhood, I'm
Yes,
not
sir.
in Philadelphia. Good.
Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. I have gun violence, jobs and the economy, homelessness, corruption in the city government, crime and public safety, public transportation, inflation and the cost of living, public school funding, the cost of housing and rent, healthcare, city services like a trash pickup or the opioid and fentanyl crisis.
A fentanyl crisis. I didn't hear family issues on there, so that's one. Family issues. Home, meaning households without a father, and corruption in government.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you're very favorable, 5 means you're neutral, and 0 means you're very unfavorable. You could choose any number between 0 and 10. The Philadelphia City Council, from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Zero.
SEPTA,
Zero.
Mayor Sherelle Parker,
Five.
the Philadelphia Police Department,
Five.
your local police officers,
Seven.
council member Kenyatta Johnson.
Zero.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
Five.
District Attorney Larry Kushner.
Zero.
Governor Josh Shapiro.
Two.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets.
Zero.
Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Too early to tell.
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Strongly disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve?
somewhat approve.
And do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council member are looking out for people like me and my community in the city government.
Strongly disagree.
Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives after each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10. Your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. And you may use a scale from 0 to 10, 10 meaning you highly are satisfied, 5 meaning neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, 0 meaning you're highly dissatisfied. Here's the first one. The quality of education in public schools, from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
0.
The cost of rent?
5.
The availability of good paying jobs?
7.
Access to affordable housing?
7.
Access to public transportation?
7. Safety of it is 0.
Yes. 0 means highly dissatisfied. 5 meaning neither satisfied nor
0.
Dissatisfied. Okay. What about the condition of roads and infrastructure?
0.
The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities?
0.
Public safety?
0.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
Getting worse.
Would you say that your wages or salaries are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or raising to the point where you can rely, really get ahead?
Falling behind.
Below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select 2 to 3. Rent, paying down debt, recreation and entertainment, personal care, education, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, health care including prescription drugs, groceries, public transportation, gas, child care.
What I'm spending money on?
Yes, sir. What is your most when you think about your expenses?
Groceries, prescription drugs, and energy, fuel, gas.
Thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crimes? Are you not at all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Very concerned.
How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never? Rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
A few times a week.
Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little or too much, on the police department?
Too much.
And thank you for your patience. Here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that the action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on the city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
strongly help or whatever to...
Oh, I have a much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or
much
not
safer.
At all safer. Okay.
Much safer.
Thank you. Close the open air drug market in. I do
much
apologize.
Safer.
Excuse me, sir?
Much safer.
Okay. Let me just read it for you one more time. It says here,
mm-hmm.
Closing the open air drug market in Kensington.
Kensington, yeah. Much safer.
Much safer. Okay. Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including park, recreation centers, businesses, districts, and libraries.
Little change or whatever the choice is.
Being sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Much safer.
Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Much safer.
Hire 50 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victims advocates.
Little change.
A little safer? A little bit safer? Is that correct?
No, not at all.
No, I'm talking about the option. That's what it says. A little bit safer. Is that the one you want me to mark down
for you?
Is that the...
What's the one below that? Not at all, or...
I have much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Not at all safer.
In a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently?
She's concerned about crime.
She's concerned about crime?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you refer to she's concerned about crime, where did you hear this? Like, can you specify? Because they are asking, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Parker?
Radio. On the radio.
On the radio? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have she's concerned about crime, comma, and... I would have to put on there, I heard this on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I heard this on the radio? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. And we are almost done here. With the following, I would like to ask you, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to 3 items. Improve public transportation. Hire more police officers. Get guns off the streets. Support more affordable housing, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, tackle the opioid crisis, remove homeless encampments, reduce juvenile crime, invest in city community development, foster small businesses and local jobs, or improve our schools and education, or improve the city's infrastructure.
Improve the city schools, public safety, and the infrastructure.
Here's a list of specific police that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you strongly support it, neither support or oppose, or strongly oppose it. You could use any number between 0 and 10. I remember 10, strongly support, 5, neither support or oppose, 0, strongly oppose. Invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools. From 0 to 10,
zero.
What do you choose?
Zero.
Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
Zero.
Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
5.
Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along businesses' districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
0.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
5.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
I'm sorry, read that one again.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Six.
Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalks, sweeping, and litter removal.
Zero.
Provide $100 million for treatment and tragic facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
Zero.
Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods affected by crime.
Zero.
As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on recruiting all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-home practices. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work-from-home for city employees and recruiting them to be back in the office full-time?
10.
Do you strongly support it or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchange and will not only allow of the funds coming from the recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use instead. Funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
Support.
Strongly support it or somewhat?
Strongly support.
And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to improve year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools?
Are they going to be getting instruction for school, or they're just going to have the schools open?
The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. That's what the statement says.
Okay, I don't support that, no.
Do you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
And thank you again for your patience. We are almost done here. How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year?
How often?
Yes, every day, a few times a week, a few times a month.
Every day. Every day.
In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And do you currently own your home, rent, live with family members or friends, or something else? Excuse me, sir. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual?
Straight.
And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Non-binary. Oh, no, neither. No, straight, whatever. I don't even know what the terms are anymore.
Okay. I will mark down straight for you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age 18?
No.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you may get most of your news from. Philadelphia Daily News, TikTok, Philadelphia Inquiry, NPR, YH, Fox News, Power 99, CNN, Washington Post, local news stations, YouTube, New York Times, X or Twitter, Facebook.
Local news stations. I don't use any of the other ones. Local news stations.
Local news stations, okay. And last question. Last year is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
42,000.
42, okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.